Number 10, David Thompson.
Washington, you are there. The year 1811. Astronomer and geographer David Thompson is heading for the mouth of the Columbia River. As a partner in Canada's Northwest Trading Company, he's under orders to establish a fort and trading post before the Americans do. We go now to Washington Centennial reporter Lori Denny. She joins Thompson at his encampment where the Snake and Columbia Rivers meet.
Excuse me. Mr. Thompson, sir? Excuse me.
Just a minute, please. There. It's done.
What does the notice you've just put up there say, Mr. Thompson?
Know hereby that this country is claimed by Great Britain as part of its territories, and that the Northwest Company of Merchants from Canada do hereby intend to erect a factory in this place for commerce of the country around.
Surely, you'll need more than that to establish a claim.
Yes, but at least I fulfilled my company obligation. It's our contract with the Indians we've met coming down this mighty river of the West that really will make the difference.
Push off!
This voyage is to explore the Columbia in order to open out a passage of trade between the interior and the Pacific Ocean. And the Pacific Ocean is where we're headed now.
Almost a week later, on July 15, 1811, David Thompson and his men land their canoes near the mouth of the Columbia at an American settlement named Astoria. Although David Thompson fails in his mission to establish a British fort, his detailed maps and writings on the Pacific Northwest and the Columbia River ensure him a place in Washington history as one of the finest geographers ever to explore this area.